defense wins championships. Who are those guys? And Sermon on the Mount. Pleasant. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to our last edition of This Week in High School Sports for the 2017-18 school year. If you needed another example of why defense wins championships, look no further than the girls' basketball team at Saginaw Heritage and Shine Strickland-Gillis. The junior forward for the Hawks had 12 points and 12 rebounds as Heritage won the Class A girls' basketball title at Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids Saturday afternoon over East Lansing, and she keyed a smothering defense.
I just kind of come out and I go hard. That's pretty much what I do. And I mostly, as most people would say, I'm a defensive player, and that's what I like to do. It's effort. And that's all it takes to get 12 rebounds is effort. And I know my teammates will get me to score, and so I don't really worry about that. My thing is just to play defense.
Madison Camp also had a double-double in the game for the Hawks with 15 points and 10 rebounds. You can read more about the girls' basketball finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game ball this week goes out to longtime Allegan tennis coach Gary Ellis, who will be honored Saturday at the boys' basketball finals with the MHSAA's highest honor, the Charles E. Forsyth Award. You can read more about Gary Ellis on the second half. Are you fueling properly? Most student athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
During every season and every tournament, we get the question, how were these officials chosen to be working the championship games? Just like the tournament progression has the best teams playing until the bitter end, we have a process to where the best officials are also identified to be working those semifinal and final games. Every official gets rated by both schools over a 3-year period on a 1-4 scale. All this data is compiled to where we then produce the top third, middle third, and bottom third in terms of school ratings. We then also look at recommendations from associations, assigners, in leagues and conferences to identify the very best officials being on the very best games.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. The old saying goes, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. But this is radio. At last weekend's girls' basketball finals in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart lost its semifinal game against eventual Class D champion Adrian Ledaway Christian on a last-second shot. During the post-game press conference, head coach Damon Brown talked more about life than he did about the game because it simply mattered more. He spoke of the passing of his wife, Keisha, who directed the Irish boys basketball team to the Class D finals several years ago, and the passing of a parent of a team member. How real adversity, not losing a basketball game, molded this year's team to be ready for the game of life, which, folks, is the reason we play anyway. So let's wrap this season up and listen to Coach Brown's words.
What we've been through, this game in no way, shape, or form defines what this team has been through. We've held each other's hands through the darkest times. They've been through it with me, you know, in times when I think of my wife and how much she would love to be here. And I know she's in the stands tonight because this is what she loves this time of year. But these girls, they're my connection to her. We came down here last year. We played for Hayden. We played for Hayden and her family. You know, Hayden lost her mom last year. And so, you know, but nobody knows that. You know, that's why this game of basketball, it's just a game. It is really just a game. What we have here is more important than any score, and no score ever defines who we are and what we've been through. To overcome loss, to be there for each other, to pick each other up when someone's having a down day. I mean, that basketball is a game. It is just a game. And I've had the pleasure of coaching these girls, some of these girls, 4, 3, 2 years in this game of basketball. But these girls are all winners in the game of life, in my book.